Coming off the success of Everything Everywhere All at Once, Ki Hui Kwan is given his own action film.
Every day is an opportunity to change your life.
Love Hurts puts Kwan at the center of an action subgenre, a mild-mannered suburbanite who happens to have been a ruthless killer in another life.
We've been looking for you.
When a mysterious figure from his past emerges, his quiet, pensive life is thrown into chaos.
I thought a has-been killer like yourself would be scarier.
I'm thrilled to see Kwan get a potential franchise, something he's deserved since the mid-1980s. And he gives it his all. Unfortunately, the film is stuck in second gear.
Hey, are you all right?
I'm in the middle of a high-intensity yoga. Can you give me a minute?
Most scenes bounce from overly choreographed fight sequence to an info dump of extraneous exposition, then back to a different yet repetitive fight sequence. Add some bad lighting and murky cinematography, and it's also kind of hard to tell what's happening half the time.
We're hiding, and hiding ain't living. If we're gonna stop your brother, I'm gonna need the old you.
Co-star Ariana DeBose and Kwan do a fine job with what they're given, they just aren't given much. Kwan's character seems led by the nose, and DeBose's character has a cliched two-dimensional tee-hee, ain't violence fun flair.
You want the old me? You got him.
It's about time.
These are two recent Oscar winners for crying out loud. For them, Love Hurts, hurts.
I'm so sorry.
Love Hurts gets 2 candy hearts out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.